Here we go.
All right. Here we go. Who is this, Ryan?
Who is this? I'm Ryan.
It's the boss, isn't it?
Who the boss?
Yeah. Hey, John.
Hey, Griff.
Hey, Felix.
Dude, I love my Felix the cat shirt.
That's a cat?
He doesn't have his bag, though.
It's a...
Have you never seen Felix?
He has a bag?
Yeah, his magic bag. Have you ever seen the... No. Played the video game or
no?
The show?
Felix the cat, like, wasn't he just like a spokesperson for clocks or something?
No,
just looks like a Mickey Mouse ripoff.
I don't know who the hell created
Felix the cat.
Felix the cat.
No, epic Felix.
Felix cat had this yellow bag that was kind of like a Mary Poppins bag in which he could like.
Oh, like Dora.
Like he kind of like that. Sure. But this was
like ages ago.
Mm. Well, hey guys, yeah. It's another episode.
Yep.
Boss Barrel Radio, the internet radio show.
Who the boss?
For BossBarrel.com. Got it this time. Got it. I've got this down, guys.
Yep.
Got it.
Boss Barrel Radio.
If you want to check out some archives, go ahead and
scroll down. Check out. Already there. Yeah, I just stand in front of the bathroom mirror and I'm just like, Boss Barrel Radio. Boss Barrel Radio. Boss Barrel Radio.
GameBad.net.
No! God! So episode 12 for the week of October, 11th?
We're already
something
up
like
to
that?
12?
I know, right?
Wow.
We're trucking. Maybe,
it's amazing.
Maybe we'll hit 30.
Churning them out.
Dude, we're going further than that.
Yeah? We're reaching going, for the
this
stars?
This is a marathon right now.
Okay. Yeah, screw it. Let's just podcast every day.
Oh, man.
Let's make it to 30 in 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
I'm down. You guys down?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right.
I'll just have to sleep over your place.
That's right. Just record us sleeping.
Yeah.
Starkiller.
Yeah, guys. So, video games.
You know what?
What's
we're
up?
We're going to start this one off a little different and see what Griff's playing.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa, you're rocking my world, right?
You're taking the reins.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. Well, I'll be happy to tell you about what I've been playing. Just played the demo for Force Unleashed 2. The game's pretty rad. I'm much more excited than I was originally to play it.
I saw you playing it, and I do enjoy Super Move.
Definitely. There's instant kill, like, yep. Ball of force destruction that just pulverizes just everything.
Huh. Who knows how far it goes?
Yeah, it goes the entire level, from what I can tell. But yeah, it definitely is that God of War 3 sort of, like, it has... exact God of War 3 moments where there is the first thing you do is jump out of a building and you're falling down face first and you get to direct him in
I
the
saw
air.
Him, I saw him playing it. I was like, do you have control over this?
Yeah.
I mean,
I can only hope that I have to do this 4 or 5 more times.
Yeah.
But yeah, combat's really easy. Double lightsaber throw is pretty rad. You
force push. There's a lot of bridges.
Infinite,
like,
force push.
Like, luckily, there's a bunch of bridges to throw people
and
off of.
Best part so far has been the Euphoria engine that powers all the stormtroopers. The one that was in Grand Theft Auto 4. Like, stormtroopers will just wipe out. Like, they'll just slip and fall sideways.
They'll come at you
and then fall.
They'll charge you and then, like, whoop, I tripped, and they're just laying on the ground. Like,
yeah. Is it because it's raining the whole time?
It was raining and they slipped. Was...
No traction in them stormtrooper boots.
Yeah,
space rain.
It's all plastic.
Space rain.
That's right. It's the deadliest of rains.
Yeah, where would that be coming from?
Well, it was on a planet.
Is it on a planet? Okay. Yeah. I couldn't
But
tell.
It does. The rain probably comes from space.
Right. Because there's no. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That's what they say on the Weather Channel.
So
I'm much more excited than I initially was about that game. It seems pretty rad, and the dude who does Darth Vader's voice is really bad.
I can't wait to hear
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones is dead, dude.
Is he? When did that happen?
Fairly.
I need to hear Samuel L. Jackson to be excited for this.
Yeah, really. Somewhere in there.
Wait, like, couldn't they just like piece together bits of like old Star Wars movies to just like voice over that stuff?
It does sound. It sounds like the dude is trying really hard to affect the Darth Vader enunciation.
I didn't even notice it was not him.
It sounds weird.
It's a.
I'll have to hear this.
Maybe if it is James Earl Jones. Dude
Way
needs
to go.
Pick it up.
He needs to stop slacking.
He's dead.
The other thing I played just today was the Sonic 4 demo.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
On the PlayStation 3.
Checking out all your demos and stuff.
So, guess what, guys?
Sonic's back. He's fast, and
that game sucks. Do you like moving to the right?
You know what?
Yes.
The first three levels of Sonic are always the best. The first three levels rock because they are so easy. There's so many coins to collect, and
rings.
Rings, yes.
Same thing.
Same difference.
Hold coins.
Hey, it's completely coins with currency. Holes in them. The exchange rate on rings and coins is
dude,
far
it's like
off.
2-1 for rings. I mean,
invest in rings. Invest in rings. The market's back. But honestly,
are.
The market is not back because that game sucks. And
Sonic.
Okay, I don't like it, but I think if you play it, you will notice that the acceleration on Sonic has been turned down a bit.
I saw you play it, and it looked okay.
It looks fine. It doesn't feel right. Like Sonic takes too long to get moving.
Like, turn down from what?
From Sonic?
One, two, three.
Any Sonic games?
Sonic Pinball.
Yeah, Sonic Spinball. Yep. Actually, Dr. Robotnik's Bean Machine.
Was that the last time they ever called him Dr. Robotnik? Because now it's all Dr. Eggman. And I just... Where did they lose that? That's crazy.
Adventure, I thought, was when they changed it to Eggman.
Oh, yeah?
But yeah, Sonic 4, it's exactly what you expect. And you're going to pay $15 for however many levels come in that one episode. It's 15.
Yeah, the 15.
You don't have a choice, man. It's 15 if you want it.
15.
I will go ahead and download that first level and play it because that's the only level that I care about.
I really think that that's going to be enough. It's like, I'll just keep playing this one level because that's all the same.
Yeah.
And now I never have to do the water level because it's just
like
this one.
Sonic 1 and 2, I don't think I ever played level 6. I don't know what that is.
Emerald Hill Zone. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, honestly.
Dude, mm-hmm. The only reason I beat Sonic 1 is because I used that cheat code with the left, left, right, right, down, down, up, up, some button combos, and then you could pick what level you go to.
That was Contra.
No.
I never knew that.
I don't know.
Huh. I thought Sonic was like Game Genie cheats only or something.
No, like there's an in-game code you can punch in and go to whatever level you want to.
Well, it's probably not in this game.
No, probably not.
Yeah, so
you gotta pay an extra $10 if you want that.
Yeah, you can if
$25
buy the entire season now, and then you can get it.
Yeah,
downloadable cheat codes for $4 a piece.
Yep,
sounds fun.
But yeah, I'm not into that game.
Can't wait for Super Sonic.
Not that I know.
I'm interested to see how many levels this one is because
I don't know. I'm going to guess it's three zones.
Three zones. That's it.
Three zones with three levels a piece. I mean, that seems pretty reasonable for a downloadable.
For $15? $5 a zone? I just pay that $5 and get that first zone?
No, but you can pay no dollars and get that first level and be satisfied.
That's true.
Yeah, so Sonic 4 is finally out there. Woo-wee! 16 years later, yo.
Fist pump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that one, that's enough about Sonic. I also bought... Claptrap's Robot Revolution. You know, you played a bit of that and
garbage.
Didn't like it. Yeah. And both of you heard my stories about the PlayStation Network nightmares where it deleted all my trophies.
Yeah.
But now I have them all back. Mysteriously.
They were just there.
Yeah, it was like
they're just like
boop. Yeah. I turned the PlayStation off and turned it back on. I was like, I'll just do it because I want to play it and have something to talk about.
Did it say unlocked 890 points?
No, it just said sorry, bro. And then they're all there.
We had a crazy night and forgot what you did.
Yeah, system was down or something. I don't know. So I gave my keys to this dude. But anyway,
won't be coming back.
It's all there. I played through all of it and finished all the main story stuff of that game. And it's much more well-designed than General Knox.
I disagree.
No, because Knox was a pain in the butt because you had this one central hub, right?
Yeah.
And then you had to drive forever to the left or to the right. You had two different areas where you'd like do quests in.
Let's see.
And it was forever away where you had to drive forever, ever, ever. This game, you have this central hub with... No. Because I went back and played a bunch of General Knox too, and I was like, this sucks.
Because you don't have to kill those guys in the car. You can just drive by them every time.
You can until there's the walking sections where it's blocked off. Then you have to walk... And then when you get to the end, it's more efficient to just pause, exit out of the game, go back to the
end. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But anyway, this is much better. It's localized to one like hub area, and there's like four different zones you can exit out into, and everything kind of gets claptrapped. All the enemies kind of get these like vacuum tubes and
metal plating. Tell me about the pink panties.
When you kill the claptraps, they drop certain things like bags of fish, panties.
Pizza. You found a bag of fish? I have not found that yet.
Yeah, bobbleheads.
I got the bobblehead.
Most of the achievements and trophies are tied to finding like a ridiculous amount of these things.
I'm actually jealous because I have not found one bag of fish yet.
Well, you need to find a ton more, and it's stupid.
I'm just glad Gearbox is making Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah.
For those particular reasons.
I think it was probably some of the best DLC they've had. It was really centralized. The quests were all really cool. Only lame thing about it was there was no new bosses. It was all just like
General Knox again. Again.
Yeah, every boss you fought from the games before, the DLCs before, but again.
Except he has a claptrap eye patch.
Yeah, exactly. Like and yeah, that was the only bummer part. But you know, it definitely was really cool. The ending kind of tied everything together nicely. Brings you everything full circle. Yep. Everything full circle. Kind of cool. Definitely, like, the end is like, hey, there's going to be a Borderlands 2. Like,
No, really?
I mean, there's no guarantee of a Borderlands 2, but in the last piece of dialogue with one of the dudes, they're like, pretty much like, yes, there will be.
It's on.
Yeah. But yeah, so
is it like that Mass Effect 2 thing where it's like someone straight up says the words?
No, like no, there's no like loading screen that's like
Mass sure Effect 3.
Oh. Save your character for Borderlands 2. No, it's like it's just some in-game dialogue in like one of the last moments where you know they mention future prospects of Borderlandsing.
I see.
Yes,
Borderlandsing. It's a definitive word.
I don't know. I don't. If you want to know, I'll tell you later. Like what is specifically said, well, but
I'm not really that interested.
I know you're not a big fan of Borderlands, but when I was playing that, I was like, yes, I love this game. It's so good.
I went back and played Mad Moxie. I got through 17 rounds and then threw my controller against the wall and broke it.
Yeah, and you don't like the new DLC.
I don't. Yeah.
Mainly because of the no leveling right now.
Yes.
That's only complaint.
If that patch comes out when the
supposed to be year. Yesterday.
I don't know
if the patch is out.
Okay.
It's like if I'm going to pay the money for it, like they already know that I know that we need to level up more. For some reason they didn't do it.
Yeah, you hear that, Gearbox? We know.
Do we know?
That you know.
Level up and you know what? You guys are so sneaky. You went to 11 last time. You went to 61 and now you give us nothing?
Well, I mean, the cool thing is it's free. So when this patch does come out, it's free. You don't have to have any DLCs and then it goes across the board. So
oh, really? So
yeah, you can
anyone
play
who
through
doesn't
them.
Have like General Knox, they could go to level 58.
Or like, yeah, if you created a lobby on playthrough 2 and then jumped into it and you were level 69 after this patch, then the monsters would all be scaled to 69.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool that, you know, so that's what's taking so long is it has to go through all these processes of, you know, checking all that stuff. But,
yeah.
But I'm good. I'm level like 55 now and I'm good.
I wish you had the Xbox version.
I'm very good with where I am. I think that the claptrap thing is way easier than Nox, just in terms of like enemy difficulty.
Did you beat Nox?
Uh huh. Yeah. I never beat Cromarax, but.
Oh, Cromarax, yeah.
Yeah, but I finished that and I ended up being 51, and then I played this and I gained like one level.
So you could not have been max level at the end of the regular Borderlands, and
I was max level at Borderlands, yeah.
And you only leveled up once after beating that?
Uh huh.
Playthrough one?
Yep.
Yeah,
Yep. Anyway, that's I spent a lot of time with. It's reasonable. It's like 5-6 hours worth of game. You can kind of mainline the story and get through it quick too. It's really good.
Which is kind of ridiculous compared to General Knox, which was like 20 hours.
What?
Yeah. It was like a full game.
No. Knox is just as short. Yeah. The only reason it's longer is he just drives around so freaking much.
Did you get on the world's biggest bullet?
Yeah. I saw it, man. I was there. I got the snow globe. Yeah, I think they're the same length. It's just this thing is tighter and a more efficiently created DLC. But yeah, I think we'll move on. John, you're looking very bored.
No, I'm just thinking about eating Ryan again.
Oh, okay. I also played something else, I think. Nope.
Nope, didn't do that.
Nope.
Comic Jumper? Anyone?
No, I didn't play any of that.
Did you play Comic Jumper?
Oh my god.
That's what I wanted to spend my Microsoft points on.
I recommend this game. Wow. This is like, I downloaded the demo. And it is more over the top than Bayonetta. Like, it knows...
It's self-aware.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, this is so hilarious.
The main bad guy's name is Brad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the Brad copter and the Brad bitches. Yep. And like,
nice.
Yeah, if you haven't seen any of the videos before for this, like, yeah. Brad is like this slick dude.
Yeah, and he's got this chin that's like 6-7 inches long.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah? Like the crimson chin from... never mind.
I don't know what that is.
Fairly Odd Parents has the crimson chin. He's a comic book hero that
sounds like a Tick villain.
Sounds like
kind
Brad.
Of. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Except it's Brad is the Tick, except like cooler.
Mm-hmm. He has a Brad copter.
Yeah.
So what I've heard about Comic Jumper is like you're going into different comic books in order to sort of bring back, or you're out of work as this Captain Smiley, right?
Yes. And the best thing about Captain Smiley is, you know, he's this douchebag with muscles and whatnot, and he's got the big circle face,
mm-hmm.
and there's a star on his chest as a completely different person or character, and he cannot, like, the star can't do anything but just make rude remarks.
Right, it's like a bender always attached to him.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're going through these comic books making cameo appearances to, like, kind of rejuvenate the Captain Smiley name, is that correct?
Yeah, well, the first level that you play in the demo is like you're actually in, you know, Captain Smiley's comic,
uh-huh.
and it fails. You know, you're playing through this whole thing. And then, yeah, after like I beat the level, which was like an hour long, which was pretty long for a DLC, I thought, just for a demo. And then you get transported back to this general hub, and like Brad's chilling there, and the main villain is chilling there, and you're like, hey, what's going on here? And he's like, oh, your book got canceled, man. I'm just waiting here for work.
There's a few things I've heard about this game that are pretty weird, too. Is like, if you go through that lair, there are arcade cabinets where you can play Explosion Man and The Maw, which are the other games by Twisted Pixel.
Yep.
You can just buy them from the store and then play them.
It's exactly just like the Xbox. You know, they're just trying to push the other games.
Well, whatever, yeah, but I mean, it's still pretty wild to be playing a video game and then there's a video game cabinet that's like, hey, you want to play this other video game?
If you want to do that, go all the way to the left of the level.
Yeah, and then there's, like, I don't know if you've ever played Amped 3, the snowboarding game.
Yep.
Like, it has that bizarro FMV, like, way too freaking crazy nuts for its own good, sort of like... downloadable or unlockable content.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, like the end of Explosion Man, there's just FMV sequences of the creators who are doing stuff and being involved in the game. Yeah.
How much does this game cost?
It's $1,200. But the demo, like, I just downloaded the demo and it's like over 2 gigs. It's a lot of game.
It's all FMV, like all video that you're downloading.
Sure.
So
the gameplay.
That's what I'm getting to. I'm going to ask you about is, what do you think of the actual playing the game?
At first, I thought, wow, this is retarded. I'm going to get rid of it.
Mm.
Like, because it was like stupid punch moves, blah, 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 you know. I know you can't see me, but I'm punching
right now. It's like crappy beat 'em up, right?
Yeah. But then, after about 5 minutes of punching nothing, you get guns.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's nonstop gun action, mm-hmm. like Shank. And mm-hmm. it's like, and basically, your left analog stick is moving. You can jump, and then your right analog stick aims.
Yeah, so
and
it's
if
just
you're moving
twin
your
stick
right,
shooter.
Yep,
like
always
Geo
shooting.
Wars.
Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly what I thought. Yeah, and It is so over the top. I wanted to buy it right then and there, but I did not have the points for it.
Oh, man.
I highly recommend this game.
I want to play it, and I've heard mixed things about it. The biggest problem with it is supposedly the gameplay, where, right, like you said, the first level took you an hour. Like, it's supposed to get worse from there, where each level is just more and more of the same thing. It's like, go fight these guys. It's going to take forever because this doesn't do any damage. And then, you know, it's all just worse.
There was actually two boss guys I played, which was different. I mean, for DLC, like, you shot his Brad chapter or whatnot. Go ahead if you have some.
I was just going to say, you know, it just gets worse. Like, yeah, it's only going to get worse. And
but the four, I supposedly, from what I hear, there's four different skins, basically four different comic books.
Yep.
And the first one is him, you know, him and his Captain Smiley adventures. He's got a blue suit with yellow face and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I jumped into the Aztec.
Right, the Nanox series.
The Nanox, yes.
Which is like the okay, so here's the thing. Nanok, you want to know what that is? It's Conan backwards. So it's like, you know, Amazons and, you know, big muscly dudes. Arnold Schwarzenegger type.
Exactly.
And,
yeah, and you are supposed to save Nanok.
Mm-hmm. This game has a mature rating, I'm assuming.
There has to be, because when I jumped into the Nanok comic book, there was relentless boob jokes.
Okay. I'm thinking it's going to be
nothing
like,
but boobs.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what the Conan game was, and that's what the Conan comic books were. Like,
yeah.
More boobs than a Playboy magazine.
Yeah. Right. So you've got that age. You've got the Silver Age, which is like, you know, like the Flash Gordon style.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
it looks
half
pretty.
Space helmets.
Believe me, for what I downloaded, I was like, wow, this is delicious. I could eat it like I'm eating my own femur.
I don't know what the last one is. Do you know?
Noir.
One can only hope there's stealth in this game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to go get it as soon as I can get my Xbox online.
Anyone listening, download it, play it.
I'm kind of,
it's fun.
Hyped up about this. I got, you
know, but know that the game sucks. Like the game.
This isn't the first I've heard this
playing,
game sucks.
The game.
Actual playing was decent.
Really?
Yeah.
But like.
I have a hard time doing the same thing over and over and over again.
The juicy cake bits of it are the videos.
Yeah.
I did only get to play the first level, so I think there's 12 levels, so I could see it getting a bit repetitive.
Yeah. What else have you been playing besides those, Ryan?
Medal of Honor.
Oh, you got it.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Ooh, I'm ready for hearing this.
Do you play single player or multiplayer?
I played multiplayer nonstop. That shit got me hooked like
quick. Really?
Yep. It's Battlefield on Call of Duty maps. That's what it is.
So from what I've seen, I've watched some videos of it, and dude, that looks like crap.
Like visually?
Visually it looks fine. It's like, but the way that game was made,
you think it's
to the outcome, there are a lot of things that aren't done well. And like everything, so here's the biggest problem with it, from what I can see, maybe you'll agree with me on this, is that game looks like it's meant to be Modern Warfare 2, like it's supposed to parody a lot of those things, but then incorporate some Battlefield stuff. But where it's trying to pair or like, you know, take cues from Modern Warfare 2, it just doesn't really follow through and it just falls short. And then it's like, well, now that it's trying to be so much like Modern Warfare 2 and it fails at that so hard, it brings everything into light and is like, well, then now that sucks and that sucks and that doesn't quite stack up.
You can definitely tell that they were trying to do something. They're like, wow, well, what does this game do? You know, let's try to do this. But it's Battlefield.
Okay.
You know, if you enjoy Battlefield games, then get this. It plays the exact same way, except no, only tanks. There's no like other.
No helicopters.
There's only one level, and I got into a tank, and I played probably 100 multiplayer matches and only been in a tank once.
So can you give me an example like what you're talking about? Like,
so, okay.
Knifing dudes suck or
imagine, well, you know how popular like perks are now and like upgrading your
like,
dude
that's
is
the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So this game has the same thing, right? Where it's like, instead of a kill streak where it's, I get so many kills in a row, you get points for killing guys. And then
you do have kill streaks. They copy kill streaks too.
You do, but it's different. It's not like, It's not like you kill a bunch of dudes and then you do your Predator missile. It's like you kill a bunch of dudes and then you call in a mortar strike, you know, and it works similarly, but not the same in that you don't get to really play with it. Like,
yeah,
everything is set. So there's no customizability on the user end where it's like, well, I'm going to change my loadout. So I'm going to, instead of using mortar, I'm going to do an ammo drop for everybody or something
so
like that.
So it has a bunch of like presets too.
There is every kill streak. Well, there's a little counter, and on the bottom right hand of the screen, there's like you spawn. And it says 0/50. Mm-hmm. You get to that 50 points, you get a kill streak.
Right.
And then it jumps up to 100. You know.
So
and
it's not like Call of Duty where I kill three dudes.
No.
It's
if
like
you get
I earn
if you get
points.
10 assists in a row, you get that kill streak.
Right. So you get a varying amount of points for. Like kills, you can get like more points for revenge, more points for just different, you know, like when in Call of Duty, when you get more experience for different things, pretend like it's just going to your kill streak bonus instead of experience.
Yeah. So does that seem weighted correctly? Because I feel like in Call of Duty, if I start getting a hot kill streak, like I really feel like I'm
the momentum building.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm accomplishing stuff.
No, I would say no from what I've seen.
I have gotten to the second kill streak, and I think there's three.
So do you die and you lose those points?
Yes.
It wipes points?
Yep,
yes.
Just clean slate. And the cool thing, though, I do enjoy is you can have offensive or defensive kill streak each time. It's either left or right on the D-pad.
Okay.
And, like, if you want the mortar strike, there's three guys right there. Lay that mortar strike. If your buddy's saying, I need ammo, you can call in the defensive. You get ammo. Or there's a rocket strike, which is, like, mortar strike times 10. Uh-huh. And then if you don't want that, say you're surrounded by a bunch of guys and you want to know where they are, you can hit right instead of the rocket strike. You can go defensive and it's just like a UAV and you can see everyone around you.
But that's it. Like you can't change those.
Right.
No, you can't change them.
Yeah.
It's like modern or it's like Call of Duty 4 where it was just UAV. Mm-hmm.
Those are just like the pre-established.
Yeah, or like any game with multiplayer right now that's not Modern Warfare 2, like Transformers, where it has these are your set kill streaks. Or like,
yeah,
or,
except you know. You got to change those because you got different classes.
Yeah, well, I mean, so
yeah,
to speak,
yeah.
You can change it, but still, it's like you have no customizability in that realm. Huh.
The only customization is your gun.
And now this is the other thing I was going to say. So, I mean, it's straight ass linear. Like it's like level one. Your gun, level two, you get another grenade, level three, you get more ammo, level four, you get a different gun. And then it's like, never does it branch. It's just straight across. It's like, you get this one thing at each level for each class. And then like towards the end of it, it's like, now you can use enemy weapons.
How have
what
you not played this?
I don't want to play. It looks like
no,
junk.
How have you not? You're just like, it seems like you've played it.
Griff's very well like, read.
Yes.
It's everything I want to say, but you're already saying it. You haven't even played the damn game.
Tell me about it.
So it's like in Call of Duty, I gain levels and I earn new guns and I can switch those out and customize parts on them. Like, how much of that is not Medal of Honor?
It's basically
way more than Call of Duty. Like, Call of Duty, it's like red dot sight, you know, grenade launcher, silencer. You can put multiple on your weapon.
Okay. See, I would not say it's way more. I would say you have A or B option.
Okay.
Like, A plus B maybe because you can get A on top of B.
Well, you can kind of like in Modern Warfare, correct me, I don't play a lot of Modern Warfare, but it, like what it appears to me is you have two slots for your weapon, right? So you can do like a scope and a stock or whatever it is, like your two options. But in this game, it's like you've got three slots. So you've got like your under weapon, your front weapon, your top weapon. Like us all, we, you know,
three slots is a good night.
And the Lord said, let there be three slots.
Nice.
But no, it's got the bottom, it's got the middle, and it's got the top. Your sight, your silencer, and then your whatever else.
From what I've played so far, I don't even know if that's possible. If that is possible, it sounds cool.
But from what I've seen, it's like
you have to unlock that if
you
that's
can do
possible.
Red dot sight or extended scope.
Okay.
You can do silencer or let's just say like increased muzzle velocity barrel.
Sure.
Or you can do like increased capacity magazine, or you can do hollow point bullets.
Sure.
So you have two options for each slot, and then you can fill all of them.
Oh yeah, now I totally.
So
get
that is it. It's A or B. It's like you've got these three things to fill, and that's it. There's there's a very finite amount of combinations you can do for customization.
Unlike Modern Warfare 2, right, where it's but like, here's like, all of these toys yeah. you can fit
in. Where that is good is there's 15 levels. You know, you start at 0, you go to 15, and each slot has a different one at 15. So there is a lot of customization there.
Wait, what? Each slot? There's 15 levels, and each level will get you one new level up, depending on yes. what your class.
Oh, yeah, and I guess, yeah, no, I'm sorry, I'm backwards.
You have different classes now, too?
There's yes, three. Three.
More like...
Three.
More like...
Let me tell you, there are ops, three classes.
Special Ops, Sniper, and Rifleman.
Three classes.
Special Ops is submachine gun.
Knives only.
Rifleman is AK-47, and Sniper is pistols.
Yeah, so there's three classes.
Okay.
Three of them.
Cool.
That's not a lot.
No, not whereas like in Modern Warfare 2, and I hate to compare this to that game, but it's just like,
but that's the
that's
thing,
what it's trying to hold itself up to,
put
so.
Itself out there as this is, we're gonna take cues from Modern Warfare
it
2
failed horribly,
and well, exactly. it,
I mean they straight up mentioned that they were taking advice from previous Infinity Ward dudes,
right?
Like, so I mean, how can you not sit there and put it,
and there is another huge gripe I have with it.
What's that?
Like, huge. Like, everything is so, like, camoed. Like, it is hard to see guys in this game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Real hard. And the only thing to know that your buddy is on your team or whatnot is a little white triangle right above his head, which blends into absolutely everything.
Screw that noise. Gosh, it was bad enough in Call of Duty.
I have tried to shoot my own guy countless times.
Team fire?
Oh, yeah. Well, luckily, I can't kill my own guy.
That's good.
Luckily, it's not like Halo where they just boot you if you kill the other guy. Because...
See, I'm more interested in playing the single player of this game than I am
that's what I hear.
Playing
now,
the multiplayer.
From what I've seen of the single player, that looks like it would be something that's like on par with Modern Warfare 2, where it's like over-the-top craziness, but kind of muted a bit as it's more realistic and a more, like, less Tom Clancy, more... I don't know who's around.
Battlefield 2?
No, I mean, I'm trying to say, like it's not like global intrigue and space stations right. exploding. It's more of like a more realistic war story.
More like who the hell does the CSI stuff?
Dick Wolf.
Sure.
Dick Wolf.
Say Dick
more
Wolf.
Dick Wolf.
More Dick. Dick Wolf made.
Who doesn't want more Dick?
I always want more Dick Wolf. CSI video games piling up. Yeah, so that looks more enjoyable. From what
Did
I've seen, though, there's
of you
holes in it. But...
Notice the one character they decided, hey, we're going to put this cool guy with a backwards hat and glasses and a beard on, and we're going to show him in every single frame of everything.
Like, well, it's like...
the guy from ZZ Top.
Right, exactly. Like, the reason, like, you know, being military, I understand the reason why that is their poster child, because... the idea of like a tier one operator person, like Delta Force people, is that they don't adhere to any military rules specifically.
I'm a boy, son.
Right. So so they can basically do whatever they want to. So their poster child is the exact opposite of what you would think a military person would be. It's like giant full ZZ Top beard with giant ZZ Top glasses, backwards hat. Yeah. And the only way it could be more ZZ Top is if, you know,
he had some drums.
He had a guitar and he had some... What they didn't ZZ Top were like.
You wanna know a funny fact?
Too.
Since we're on this right now, the only guy who didn't have a beard in ZZ Top, his last name was Beard.
Huh?
Well, he already had one. He didn't need to prove it.
Yeah. Shit, my name's Beard.
Yeah. That. So that. What about that dude? Well, you were bringing that up for.
Well, like every time I see him, I'm just like, oh yeah, I have this game. I mean, I'm just like,
oh, I'm playing that game.
Like, he's cool. I mean, I wish I was that guy.
Is he a character in the game? Or
I haven't played single player. I'm sure he is, because he is in multiplayer like crazy. It's
so
like
he's
I'm
like
shooting
the McTavish.
He's the Master Chief.
He's the McTavish of this game.
Yes.
Like...
or he's the Master Chief.
It's like you play Halo 2 and it's like a bunch of Master Chiefs beating each other up.
So you're telling me that instead of an overshield, you have a beard shield that gets decreased?
The beard just gets smaller.
Yeah.
Yep. It just, instead of a bar, it's like degrees of beard. So it's like a long, dangly beard.
Yeah.
And then,
why are
so
we
like
not
the,
video games?
The, like
the bar.
Because if you, it's like the Doom, like the Doom face, the dude. where oh. it's like as more health gets taken away, he like gets more beaten up and bloody. So you have beard, and then the beard decreases, and
slowly
finally start
off as Santa Claus.
I was thinking of the Dead Space bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the more you get beat
oh,
up, the
but
more
you
it
would
drops.
Have to see it like
yeah,
on
yeah.
the front.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe it's really long and he throws it over
his shoulder when it disappears. Yeah. You're like, shit.
Yeah. It means you're down to real health.
Then. Yeah, real health. Down to that fake beard health.
The one cool thing that I did see about multi or single player that I really liked is when you're running and you crouch, you slide.
That doesn't happen in multiplayer.
No, it doesn't. That's weird, right?
Yeah. So can't do that.
That's the other thing. It's the single player game and the multiplayer game are both developed by different people. Different companies. Yeah.
A lot of my friends are pretty pissed off that you cannot go prone either.
Yeah, you can't go prone in multiplayer.
Which is
you can go prone in single player.
I totally understand why they did it, because you can't see motherfuckers as it is. And
like, so I assume this is a game where snipers are abound.
Oh yeah.
Like just snipers, like, you can't see me anyway, so I'm gonna just hang out here.
Oh yeah, you wow. like I had to fight my way vigorously to like be able to kill anyone the first, because it starts you off as zero as your rank, and then every kill you get points, and eventually it levels out. Like if you're above the pack, you get more points. If you're below the middle line, you get less points. That's how a level up system works. But it is snipers. Every time.
Huh.
Every map.
Fantastic. I'm glad they built a well-balanced game.
Yeah. Yeah. That's people who are going to be bringing you prank.
Yeah.
Dice, right?
Luckily, that yeah, is a so. Single-player game. Which, you know, so I haven't played it, but the single-player game sounds fun. And from what I hear...
Of Medal of Honor, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not done by Dice.
Medal of Honor? Oh, right.
See, multiplayer.
The people who are doing multiplayer for Medal of Honor are doing the Brink.
No. DICE did multiplayer. People who... DICE, multiplayer.
For Medal of Honor.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're also doing Brink.
And is it Danger Close?
Yeah.
It does
yeah.
the single player?
Mm-hmm. Danger okay. Close, single player.
That's a perk in...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So...
That's how Modern Warfare this
nice,
game is.
Yeah. Yeah, but so... Look far down.
I think Brink will be fun.
I don't like maybe. I think Brink will be about as fun as Mirror's Edge.
I think Brink will be about as fun as FIFA.
You know what? Shooting guys with a lasso rope and then shooting them in the face.
You're thinking
them
of
into a trash.
You're thinking of Bulletstorm.
Yes, I am.
Bulletstorm.
Which one's Brink?
Brink. Exactly.
Oh, I know
exactly.
Which one Brink is now. Yeah,
Brink.
You're right.
Brink. While I thought it had a cool
parkour
story,
with
now
shooting.
All they're doing is just like. They're multiplayer, and I'm like, well, where's the other stuff?
Yep.
Where's the stuff that your game's supposed to stand on?
Yep.
Where's that?
Anyway, what have you been playing, John? I'm assuming that's the
nope. Captain Smiley and Mr. Beard is all I've been doing.
Okay.
Mr.
Beard.
I think all I've got is Super Scribblenauts. I don't think I played any other.
It's been a quiet
demos
week.
Or anything. Been trying to play like. I'm still juggling between whether or not I want to play Enslaved first or Castlevania, but I've started playing Castlevania, so...
Castlevania is on its way for me, and I cannot wait.
Yeah,
I cannot wait. I played that demo of Castlevania.
I'm telling you, just don't put your expectations too high up. Just
I played the demo, and it was rad.
Yeah, so then good.
Whipping.
Then good.
Dudes.
More demo.
More of that.
Yeah. Talking horses, whipping dudes.
Patrick Stewart.
Does
the demo play it out like I told you, where it's got the book and it narrates everything to you a lot?
Yeah, I skipped all that, though.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, I'm not going to listen to this in a demo. All
right. Fuck the demos. They don't pull it.
Well, I was like, I want to get a feel for the gameplay. And yes, right. It does feel good.
Yeah. It's not terrible.
Feels better.
I said it's like Dante's Inferno, but in a better way.
I think it definitely has the good God of War feel to everything.
Starkiller?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep,
it feels exactly like Force Unleashed.
Good.
Yep.
That's probably good. But Super Scribblenauts. It's a better game than Scribblenauts, for sure.
That's good. Because there's adjectives.
Well, duh, it's super.
Right, well, there's adjectives, and the adjectives, like, the more I use my brain to actually think in adjectives, the better that game becomes. But they have so many more...
Limitations. Right?
Yeah, the game like holds your hand a lot, as opposed to the first one where it was telling you that you had this end goal and they didn't really care how you got there so long as you got there.
Right. It was like, here's a fireman. What would a fireman want?
Yeah. And it has stuff like that. But now, like...
Or like, you know, get Maxwell to the trophy room in the museum. And
yeah.
There'd be like several blockades along the way that you had to figure out.
Yeah. And you could do whatever the hell you wanted to with maybe some minor limitations like don't kill people.
Right.
Well, now it's a little different. Because the game, I don't know if it was like just people couldn't finish their puzzles, like they thought they were too hard and people can't use their imagination to figure this stuff out, because I didn't have that much of a problem with it. But now it's just more like the game bullet points every part of the mission for you,
mm-hmm.
and there's three hints for every part of the mission that you have to accomplish,
mm-hmm.
and you can purchase those, or the game also just has like a meter. I was just like, wow, you've been staring at this puzzle for a long time. You want another hint? So
just give it to you for free.
Yeah,
just
like the longer
every
you
level.
Yeah, the longer you wait to purchase a hint, the cheaper that hint becomes, and eventually it is just free hint. But I don't know. The game. I've lost my train of thought.
Don't worry about it.
The game has some cool stuff where it's like adjective levels where you just have to figure out how to make these two totally different things. Like, create something that is similar to both of them. Like, the one I just did recently was, like, here's a witch and here's a princess. Create something that is similar to both of them.
Okay.
So if you do, like...
A unicorn.
Beautiful witch. A prince. Like, witch. Then a beautiful witch is like a princess in the fact that it's beautiful, but it's still a witch. So...
I'm apparently not good at this game.
Yeah. It's like that's
a lot of out of the box thinking.
Right, like. The adjective levels are fine because they make you think like, well, how do I make something that is similar to this and similar to that when these things are just totally opposite of each other?
Okay.
Like using adjectives in a very
creative kind of
way.
Gotcha.
Like those are fine. I have problems with like the levels where there was one like help Maxwell sneak into this wedding,
uh-huh.
and the game. Wants you to do it their way,
uh-huh.
instead of however you want to. Or it's like, I wanted to use an invisible potion and make myself invisible. Well, you can't do that because the game wants you to dress in a fancy tuxedo to get into the wedding. I'm like, all right, well, fine, I'll do that. And then it's like, now you have to get the present so you like get the present from the party and get it out of the wedding without anybody seeing you. And I was like, okay, well, I'll use sleeping potion to put them all to sleep. And then they'll be asleep, so they won't see me. As soon as I take the present and cross the threshold, it's just like, nope, they saw you. I'm like, well, how did they see me? They sleep with their fucking eyes open? That doesn't make any sense. And it just seems like the game just, like, has these limitations.
Have you tried, like, I remember in the first game when you'd finish a level, you could replay them so mm-hmm. many times. Have you tried doing that?
Does it
give you a little more freedom at that point?
I don't know. I haven't tried any of those yet just because I fear that it will... hinder me even more.
Okay.
Just like their limitations will be such that it's just like, ugh, screw this. They have some other ones.
So I'm thinking like my biggest fear from this game was will the adjectives make it more, will it give it more depth, or is it just going to be like a layer of paint where it's like, well, instead of having a Tyrannosaurus Rex, now you have a trend, like if I write in like ferocious Tyrannosaurus Rex, will that actually do anything?
Or
will it just be like, it's the same thing but this time it's red because it's angry?
No. Like the adjectives are done really well, and I'm glad that they have like adjective specific puzzles because it really starts to open up like your brain to thinking how adjectives actually work. If you type in say evil hat and you put that hat on Maxwell, the evil hat will start to kill Maxwell.
Okay.
Ah. Like
it's not,
you have,
it's not nice
like
at all.
Like you can give specific traits. Like you could do like you could make a happy ogre and then he's not violent at all. He's just happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can completely manipulate like the emotions, the feelings, like all these kinds of things for creatures, as well as inanimate objects. Like you can create objects that have life. Like you can even type in pregnant house and eventually that house will pop out another house. And when you go and look at it, it says baby house.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Are all these adjectives like already in game and it gives you options of like happy, mad, sad, like, or can you write them in like ecstatic? Like, would that be in
there? I'm sure that's in there. I haven't used the word ecstatic, but you can type in all of that stuff and it keeps a dictionary catalog of all the adjectives that you've used thus far that work. It also has a thing where if certain words won't work, it will catalog the fact that they don't work and highlight them anytime you try to spell them again.
In Scribblenauts, it would sort of do the autocomplete where it's like, oh, you were typing in boulder, right? So if it was like, I tried to type in like
large boulder
bulwark, and it was like, did you mean boulder?
Yeah. That's in there now, and it's in there twice now. So if I type in large, but I spell large wrong, and I type in boulder, and I spell boulder wrong, it will be like, well, you mean large or like log or something?
So the
and
other
then, and log, then it'll jump boulder. To the other word.
Question like, on top of that is now, is there a realistic gradation between things? Because like you remember in that game where it's like, I'm gonna type in rock, and I'm gonna type in boulder, and I'm gonna type in asteroid or I don't know, something like that, where it's all large rock shaped things and it would all be the same thing. In this game, does it make sense to go from huge to gigantic to astronomical to
I haven't gauged the scale on it, but the certain words make bigger things.
Okay,
like there is a jump there.
Okay.
Some of their adjective puzzles that I've tried to do are a little nitpicky, where it's like but I just have learned to just like actually read what they're telling me and not make stuff up. Where it's like, make this object like this, like, so it'll show me like a boulder and lava. This took me a little while to do.
Uh-huh.
It said, show me a boulder and lava, and it said, make a lava that is like a boulder. And then I typed in like rocky lava, but like rocky lava is not
rocky road.
Rocky lava is not.
Did you get ice
is
cream?
Not like Nothing. That.
Oh.
I had to you have to figure out a defining feature of the boulder that makes lava like it. So I had to type in hard lava. The boulder is hard. The rocky didn't work because
I don't think I'd be good at this.
Yeah.
All I could think about is volcano.
I want to try it. I do want to try this.
It's a little bit of a ridiculous game.
Okay.
Trying to think of something else that I was going to say.
You mentioned the movement.
It's
been massively improved.
I still opt, except for like a couple of different, you can change it at any time. Now it's two, you have the choice to use the D-pad and the buttons to move him around and make him jump and things like that. That is vastly superior for certain levels, and you can change it on the fly whenever you want to.
Yeah.
But I think they've done such a good job adjusting the stick controls that I almost prefer to do it that way at this point. Okay. The only thing that isn't improved on that is you still can't jump very well.
Okay.
But the game auto assumes jumping for you at this point.
Okay.
Where it was like before, I would like stab over Maxwell's head and hope he jumped at some point.
Yeah.
Now it's like Maxwell just knows when he needs to jump.
Okay.
Like you want him to jump, like you want him to move over a ledge, he's not just gonna fall into it, he will jump over it.
Okay.
Items in this game are a little bit more weighty, so they don't flutter as much when sitting on top of other things.
They kind of
hold firm a little bit more, which is good. I think it controls a lot better. Like you've got that, the further away you pull your stick from Maxwell, the faster he'll move, or you can make him move just slowly. We talked about like picking up things is still pretty much the same way it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like
it's a massive improvement.
You can pet animals now.
It's super.
It sounds like it is a super improvement.
Yeah. It's so far I'm enjoying it. I mean, it's not giving me too much grief.
Do you think it is worthwhile to purchase it?
If you liked Scribblenauts but you hated the things that were glaring issues with it, this is enough of an improvement that I would say you can probably just get this and enjoy it more than you did the first one.
Okay.
There's a lot more levels in this one than there were in the last one too.
It sounds like a party game.
Does it?
Like,
yeah.
What could you like come up with?
Yeah. Does it feel like it's an actual game now, or still just kind of a tech demo?
I don't know. It still holds a lot of those things that Scribblenauts did, where it just feels like I'm doing stuff to showcase how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I still am having fun
doing
it. And their stuff is starting to become increasingly harder. Like the one problem I see with it is like, you know, my vocabulary is relatively decent, but how is, like, this game cannot be for kids, because at some
make a vocabulary like dictionary for that game, like they had to literally go through every one of them
and go, oh yeah, I mean that's what they did. Yeah, that's what they did in the first Scribble Knots, was like they just went through a dictionary and found all the nouns they wanted and just put them in there. One thing that's kind of cool is to keep tracks of how many nouns you've created and how many adjectives you've used. There's like thousands of them.
Cool.
You say it's not for kids. So
I say it's not for kids.
Hard penis.
No, it disclaimers itself at the beginning, saying that vulgarity, copyright infringement, and proper nouns not included.
So my last question, and you want to talk anything more about this, is does it still retain all the awesome things that Scribble Knots did, which is like it has all the internet meme stuff in it? Like if I type in Rick Ashley, will Rick Ashley show up?
Possibly. I did not.
Who is that?
Rickroll.
Oh.
Rick Ashley.
Yeah. If you type in Rickroll, you get Rick Ashley.
I haven't.
Is that actually in the game?
Yes. If you type in keyboard cat, you get the keyboard cat.
See, none of that stuff is copyrighted, so
it's not.
Maybe it still is. One would think it still is.
I would hope so.
I really like that. Like,
have you found any racism yet?
That was one thing I checked out. I finally looked into what happens if you type in virgin as opposed to what happens if you type in gamer. They are different now.
They
are different gamer. Now. Well, it used to be in the old Scribble Knots, if you typed in virgin and you typed in gamer, you got the exact same person. People were a little miffed about that.
John was miffed
about that. I was a little miffed about that.
I mean,
like, I have sex
a
all
lot
the time.
Of pretty hardcore games. I mean, obviously.
It's one or the other. It's one or the other.
You can't be. Now this one.
Games or three holes.
This one is a little. This one's a little bit more conservative, I would say, in the fact that you type in virgin and it gives you a bride.
Okay.
And you type in gamer, and now you get a dude with a black t-shirt with a controller on it.
Makes sense to me.
So, yeah.
No, I'll buy
it. Needs to be a hoodie.
What if you type in gamer, virgin gamer?
You know what? Ooh. I'm sure it would just be a horny gamer.
Or a gamed virgin.
It'd probably be like a really fat guy with glasses.
A gamey virgin.
Gamey virgin. Right. Gamey. I think, wouldn't it take the proper term gamey and be like gangly?
Very stringy.
Like,
yeah. Peasant. Yeah.
Oh, man. I think it's fun so far. It doesn't have the par thing anymore. It doesn't care how many items you use. If you need to figure it out, you figure it out.
Gotcha.
It does tell you how difficult things are with a different scale this time, but it's the same thing. It's 1 out of 5.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. So far, I like it.
Sounds interesting. I'd like to play around with it a little bit.
Yeah, I brought it out.
Super.
I think that's it for games. Yeah, I think there's something else I played, but I can't remember it, so whatever.
I'm really hoping this week I'll have Castlevania finished.
I'm really hoping that I get Castlevania by the end of this week.
I'm really hoping I get to play the game. I downloaded the demo, but I really want to try it. Use the toilet.
What?
Oh yeah, that one. So let's take a break, and Ryan can go purchase his full copy of that.
Awesome.
All right, back in a sec. That's right. Who's the boss?
Who the boss?
Back from break.
You the boss? You the boss?
This is.
Who the boss?
Yeah, so let's talk about video game news. Video game news. Video game news. This week in video game news, Keyboard Cat's still awesome. So we got some stuff up here to talk about. John.
Yo.
Hey, so let's start at the beginning here. Costume Quest.
Yeah.
Finally. October 19th for PlayStation.
As per the Sony blog.
Yes. So there's a little correction on that. Although I don't know, you know, I think Microsoft will still have to be the 20th because, you know, Wednesday, right? Thing. And, yeah, so.
Sweet.
Fix that. There's some other.
No, November?
No, October. This month. Before,
fantastic.
Before Halloween.
Great.
Next
perfect
week.
Perfect time to put that out.
Exactly. New screenshots of Cole from, that game.
McGrath. Is that?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Sounds right to me.
Dude from Infamous 2, out of Comic Con New York Comic Con.
Is he getting a makeover?
Oh well.
Yeah.
After his awesome awesome response he got from, like, when they showed Cole, like, initially. Like,
check this guy out. Yeah. We did him over.
Yeah, and everybody hated that. Now they've got something that's even worse,
but
better.
I don't know if I go with but better.
Like, it's, it looks more like Cole from the first game.
You know what the problem is? You know what the problem is?
Base scar.
It's the strap over the chest.
Well, it's a, it's a courier bag because he's a courier.
Right.
So it makes sense for his character.
Right.
But, and he looks more like he did in the first game.
Okay. But I don't know if he does. After,
does he? Like, he has shaved head now.
Answer me but this.
He, in, and he has yellow shirt.
But yeah, that's the only thing I see is the yellow shirt.
Answer me this.
Aztec pants.
If you were to get, like, superhuman powers with lightning and shit, would you continue to be a courier?
Well, it's basically like his utility belt, yeah. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now it carries a giant metal fork.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that's all just revolving around to what kind of character he is. You know, he got these awesome powers, and now he's not wearing a belt. He's still wearing
maybe he's a satchel. Proud of his courier roots. Yeah.
Maybe he needs to hold his lunch in there. Superheroes get hungry too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. He's got a few ho-hos and ding-dongs in there or whatever. I can't blame the guy. But
he wore a satchel in the first one, so I'm fine with him wearing a satchel in the second one.
Yeah. I think he looks worse. But...
I think he looks more like what he's supposed to look like, but that's not bad.
You know what could work? It's just a little bit of 5 o'clock shadow.
The problem I have with it is we didn't get this close up and detailed of a screenshot of Cole 2.0. Now we just have,
this is 3.0.
I'm sorry, Cole 2.1 or whatever it was, and now this, whatever this thing is, faded tattoos, still has the stupid arm tattoo.
Yeah. Hey, at least now it'll all be from behind the head. Like, after this, you probably don't have to see him that much.
Yeah.
Unless Game Informer wants to throw him on another magazine cover when it comes out.
Really all I see is that it's like, oh, here, change the shirt, give him a face scar. Sweet.
Shave his head.
Yep.
I think about it, like, what the hell were they thinking? Let's put a satchel on this guy with a yellow shirt and a bald head. Let's do it.
Smiley faces.
Why not?
Smiley face influence.
Captain Smiley.
I don't know. Like, I can understand the critiquing of the character's looks and everything, but at the end of it, like, as long as that game is just as fun as the first one, I don't really care what Cole looks like.
Cole is kind of a douchebag in the first game. Exactly. So, like, if he wants to look the part even more this time, so be it.
Yeah.
You know what? Kratos got away with wearing a loincloth.
If only this game was first person.
Yeah, then you could even less care what he looks like.
John, you posted Crazy Taxi news.
Yeah. Crazy Taxi HD.
HD.
Oh, shit. Do you have to pick people up?
I suppose you could just cruise around town and not pick people up, but then you don't earn any sweet cash.
Crazy.
Are you ready to make mad money?
Yeah, sure.
Did you not like Crazy Taxi?
I never really got into it. Huh, I played it
on the Dreamcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where everybody probably played it. I mean, it came
out. Arcade.
Yeah, it's true. It came out on some other stuff, but I think most people played it arcade or Dreamcast. But I'm kind of excited for it to come out. It's only going to be $10.
$10. I think that's pretty reasonable.
Oh, that's good. I thought it was like a full game they were making.
Oh, no. Full game, but it's only going to be $10. I mean, they've got the arcade mode and the original mode, and then they've got like 16 mini games and all kinds of crazy stuff in there. So, I mean, it looks pretty cool. They've got the bowling game. They've got the long distance jump game.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah. You like one?
No, it's cool. Hey, you like Crazy Taxi? It's cool. It's back.
Hey, if Sega can actually start putting out some good stuff.
You mean Sega can sift through things that everybody once thought was good?
Yeah.
And now they can just do it again?
Yeah.
Like that Sonic game?
Like Nintendo?
Yeah, except, okay, so I was thinking about this thing, like, despite how I think Nintendo properties are a little overrated, at least there is forward momentum with, like, you know, improvements and ingenuity and innovation, and, like, you think, like, the Mario game that came out isn't just, like, Mario. It's like, oh, man, fans want a Mario game where all you have to do is run to the right and jump. Like, well, we made Mario Galaxy, and it's still Mario, and it's totally different, but still has those same qualities, and it's totally awesome. Whereas, you know, the route of Sonic is like, now he's a werehog.
Yeah.
He's got bungee arms.
Yeah. Did you see my posting for the new Sonic Colors
trailer? I don't want to look at Sonic Colors.
Because, no, well, you watch that.
I, on the other hand, want to see Sonic Colors.
More than ever.
Well, you watch that, and like I said when I posted that video, it was just like, I don't know how, Sonic can continue to do exactly what Mario does in being as preposterous as possible, and yet Mario still makes more sense than what Sonic does. Yeah. Like, Sonic does all these crazy, ridiculous things, and yet Mario can go into space and do all these crazy, ridiculous things, and that is still a good game. But when Sonic does all this ridiculous BS, it's just like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's because Sonic does not have stars.
That's true.
It's all about the stars.
Well, now he has wisps.
Anyway. John, you threw up this post about Dead Space.
Yeah. Dead Space 2 Collector's Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Accidental leak from Amazon.
Yeah, there was a little post on Amazon that you could pre-order the Collector's Edition for Dead Space 2, and then it got taken down, like, lickety-split. So there was no confirmed price point, but the image shows a replica plasma cutter, mm-hmm. along with, like, an art thingy, some exclusive content, and then...
it's a soundtrack, right?
Yeah, soundtrack.
You get a cell from the artwork. You get...
a cell?
Like a human cell,
like a shaving, like a shaving skin flake.
Dead skin cells.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then obviously most popular
is the
plasma cutter,
giant replica plasma cutter. I hope it lights up.
I hope it shoots plasmas.
Oh.
Now you say it's only plasma cutters only for Xbox and PC.
Yeah, it was official like earlier today because I had to update this. EA announced that it's confirmed for the UK that will be a thing you get with the PlayStation, or I'm sorry, with the PC and the Xbox 360 editions of it, but the PS3 one gets like some in-game stuff.
I know you get you get downloadable codes for both of them though, right?
Yeah. Just like PlayStation 3 has its own exclusive stuff like in-game guns and junk.
So no plasma cutter for PlayStation 3?
Not that there's been confirmed. But again, like, there's no confirmation that it's coming to North America.
True.
And there's no confirmed price point either.
Mm.
So I think it would be a little... I think that would just be a bad call in general just to not have that stuff in North America.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yo, that's like the number one requested thing on their Facebook page. It's like, we want a plasma cutter.
Yep. I remember that.
I want one.
When that was happening. It was stupid.
I still want a baby
necromorph.
Yeah, necromorph plushie.
Yeah,
kick around my house.
Necromorph plushie. Oh, like the child, like the fetus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want that fetus thing with those dangly bits, and just want to punt that around my apartment.
Yuck.
Yeah.
I
want it to be fluid filled too, so it's kind of gushy.
Stay tuned to hopefully actual confirmed stuff on that.
Yeah.
So we'll stick on this for a little bit. So the other kind of interesting things that came out of New York Comic Con, four new characters for Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Fate of Two Worlds.
Wait, four?
Four.
The guy from Lost Planet 2?
Four. One can only hope.
Space pirate.
Well, there was the hardballer robot from Lost Planet was in
Tatsunoko
versus Capcom, yeah. Right? So maybe. But yeah, so
I mean, it's one of their best games ever. So I don't see why they don't throw that guy in there.
Yeah. I can tell you're being very serious.
How long is this going to be? Because I need to go play some Lost Planet 2.
Let's play right now. Let's go.
Let's go.
So there's Arthur from Ghosts and Goblins, Ghoul and Ghosts.
Right. I think it's great that he still loses his armor and gets all
semi-nude.
Polka-dotted hearted.
Yeah.
Boxers.
My most excited about character, Nathan Rad Spencer. Oh, yeah.
Dreaded Spencer.
Well, that's the other thing is every character has like four unlockable outfits.
You've got Spider-Man,
you've got Symbiote Spider-Man, you've got like...
Noir?
I don't know.
Spider-Man?
No, yeah, not the bullshit ones. I think it's those two, and then the Spider-Man from Civil War in like the Tony Stark suit.
Captain America.
Yeah,
and then the other skin for Spider-Man is Captain America. It's kind of weird. I can't remember what the last one is. So hopefully Spencer's other outfits will be like 80s
mustache.
80s Spencer, or you know, like Bionic Commando 1,
and then
Bionic Commando 2 with mustache. And then, you know,
yeah, maybe something else.
Yeah, dreadlock Spencer, and I don't know what the third one, like
white shirt. I just still think it's weird that like when he does the arm grab thing, he flat out says, "Get over here."
I think that's awesome.
I think it's great, but at the same time, I just don't know how to fully take that.
Like, I don't think you can.
I think it is just like a full on, just like when Assassin's Creed had the "It's a me, Mario." I'm like, all right, I guess
coincidence.
I guess you can do that. It's like, I just hope. I guess Midway doesn't exist anymore. So like, what kind of?
Well, I mean, Ed Boon and Mortal Kombat are with Warner now. Yeah. So I mean, but at the same time, like what? Come on! What are you gonna do? Like, you gotta say that.
Well, I don't
know. Like, banging down your door,
right?
You're gonna ship this game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's bad. I just like, I know Ed Boon is not like a big hard ass or anything. Like, he's even like emphatically said that he would totally do like a Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat game. So I don't think there would be any issue.
Sure, I think it's awesome. I mean,
I would love to see that.
Totally awesome.
I would love to see some Hyrukins versus some Get Over Heres.
Yeah, I do, however, think Nathan does look like a really playable character. He looks pretty cool.
I watched more videos. He looks, I don't know. This game looks like a game that I would totally love to watch, but I will never have the capacity to play.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So
much like every other Marvel versus Capcom. Nathan Drake,
you know, I never got to play Uncharted, but he just doesn't seem like the fighting character type.
No, no. Nathan
Spencer.
Rad Spencer.
From Bionic Commando.
Oh. Okay, I can see that.
Bionic arm.
Yeah, I can see it. He is also a douchebag. But...
Oh, yeah, he is.
The other two are Magneto.
Well, automatic confirmation. Come on.
Right. Magneto, okay. That's been in like every other... Yeah.
Every other
Marvel.
Yeah. Sure. Kind of like when they announced Spider-Man. And it was just
kind of like Cyclops.
Who else are you?
So the last one is probably the most shocking. MODOK.
MODOK.
Ryan, you know who MODOK is, right?
I'm drawing a blank.
He's the giant face thing that's in like the orange chair. Oh, yeah.
Just a bunch of faces.
No, just one face. He is like a Captain America, Iron Man villain. He's like, MODOK stands for mental organism designed only for killing.
He can project holograms of his face or something.
Yeah. A lot of times he'd be like, just screwing with people in like giant game show type settings.
Huh. Yeah. I remember now.
So I suggest going and watching that video on our site and seeing how that would be really weird to play that character in that game. Because you're like, this is completely...
It's a face.
No, just watching how it plays, it's like that would be that's totally different from everything else.
Okay. It's like the guy with oil and
it's like the Hakan where it's like this doesn't seem to fit at all.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Anyway, check it out. MODOK, weird, yeah. Shoots lasers out of his forehead.
That's sweet.
Why not?
Why wouldn't you?
So Konami and Marvel are teaming up to release the Marvel arcade game, X-Men arcade game for PSN and Xbox Live.
Fist bump.
Everybody should be pumped about this. Yes. So yeah, drop in and drop out multiplayer, six players online play, four players locally.
One can only hope that you did that. There's no infractions on
If
I pick Colossus, can other people pick Colossus?
I think it's just going to be one-to-one-to-one based on select screens.
So
the other good thing is...
Comment. Actually, question to listeners. Would you play as Jubilee?
You mean Dazzler?
Same person.
Yeah. The answer is no. She sucks.
Dude, fireworks.
She sucks, man. Dude,
they're amazing fireworks.
Yeah,
it's like nobody picks Storm either.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
He said it.
Nobody does it. You pick Wolverine, pick Nightcrawler, or Colossus, and then
Cyclops.
Or sometimes Mars. People are like, well, I'll just pick Cyclops. Whatever. Yeah. It sucks, but I'll just pick him anyway.
You can just look at people and kill them.
Yeah. Shoot lasers out of his forehead like that MODOK guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, the other good thing about that is it doesn't really look like they have changed anything. So it's not like the Turtles in Time remake where this is just a straight port sort of situation.
Is it built for widescreen?
That I don't know.
I hope so.
I'd be surprised if it was letterboxed and.
Yeah, that would be weird, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do it like some of those games, like Castlevania, rather than widescreen it. They just put some stuff on the sides.
Well, yeah, like.
Rather than there being black, it's just like, here's some art from Castlevania.
Well, with Capcom's Fatal Fury, or what was it?
Fatal Fury 3?
No. The bundle pack with the two games that came out. Maybe it was, I think it was Fatal Fury 1, right? With Hagar and Guy and Cody.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, that, where you would have a selection of, like, you could play classic arcade mode and it would bring up the bars on the side, or you could play, like, Hyper HD Remix and everything was super crisp and clunky and blocky, and or you had all these different, like, smoothing, and you had all these different effects. You could, so maybe Konami will do that same thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
MLM.
Got that. Uh-oh. Broken. No. Valve is having a new game coming out. Dota. It's Dota.
Duh.
Dota.
Duh. Have zombies?
There might be.
Could be.
Awesome. I don't know. I feel like every 3 months or so, somehow Dota gets brought up. Dota is a game called Defense of the Ancients. It was a mod that was made with Warcraft 3, where all you did was have the hero units battling each other by having these like streams of fodder enemies crossing the screen and battling in the middle, and then you'd walk your character out and you'd fight in the middle and kill the little guys to level your dudes up. So Dota is all about, it's like tower defense plus character action. There was that failure of a game that came out in like 2009, 2008 for the PC. No, for the PC.
I don't know anything about Dota.
It was a Dota clone. I'm blanking on the name right
now. Spore.
It wasn't Spore.
Sims 3?
Nope. Vacation? Nope. But yeah, so the new Dota game. Looks like from stuff Game Informer said about it, like it's not just going to be purely playing. Like Valve's community support's going to play a lot into it, where it's like you'll have commentary, you'll have coaching, all these sort of aspects besides just the playing of it. Maybe it's Clash of the Ancients or no.
Clash. Oh, no.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'll look it up. So, guys, me looking up stuff.
Pretty sweet.
Yep.
Did you see the video for the new, what the heck is the thing called? Undead Knight for Red Dead?
Yeah, I tried to watch some of it, and I was like, whatever.
Dude.
Was it a guy in a cowboy hat on a horse?
A guy on a cowboy hat on an
undead horse. On a dead horse.
Undead horse.
Undead horse. Like, you can see its bones and stuff.
Trying to call people back into that game? Like,
no, I just, like, zombie horses. Yeah, I guess. I mean, it adds, like, its own separated chapters for that game, where you, like, fight undead armies and...
League of Legends.
Holy.
Ooh.
Yep.
Sean Connery.
Yep. League of Extraordinary Legends.
Yep. Yep.
That's what I was thinking. Sorry. Keep going.
No, keep going? I thought you were going to get something else.
No, you're talking about...
What?
Zombie horses.
Zombie horses, and I'm pretty sure there's a quick flash in that video that has zombie bear.
Zombie bear.
Zombie bear.
Ooh.
So I can only hope that there are other zombie wildlife animals.
Zombie like, ravens,
like that's
zombie
all.
Zombie falcons.
That's all I can hope for in that game is like
zombie mountain lions,
zombie rabbits, zombie
dude. Mountain lion. A zombie mountain lion is something I would not want to run into.
No, I would not want to fuck with that.
I mean,
like,
mountain lions are pretty fucked bad. Zombies are pretty bad. Put those into one thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
dude, and they travel in packs. And they're super fast.
I mean, you're done.
Zombie mountain lion.
So
look for it.
Talking back here about this Defense of the Ancients 2.
Sure.
By Valve.
Sure.
Does that anybody find that odd at all? This is, I mean, weird.
I don't know. Defensive.
That's what they're going to?
Yeah.
And it's not.
That it's Valve. That I'm saying the weird part about it is.
That it's Valve.
Why is it not Activision or why is it not Blizzard coming up with this? Because it's their game. I mean, Defense of the
Ancients. Blizzard only does 3 titles.
Oh, true. They were probably. Yeah.
They only keep those three and go with it, and they so just contract out everything else.
Well, just but. Wait until Defense of the Ancient 2 episode 1 and 2 come out, and then they leave it with a cliffhanger ending. We have to wait for an infinite amount of years to finally get the ending of Dota 2.
Yeah,
let's not even get me started on that shenanigans.
I watched the ending of Half-Life episode
2.
Or Half-Life 2 episode 2, and that sucks.
Yeah, it does. Have you? Did you not just play it?
No, I played. I played all of Half-Life 2, and then I tried to play the episodes, but I stopped.
Yeah, the ending of Half-Life 2 episode 2 is
it's mean. Some
aggravating ass shit. Just I'm like, so when are you gonna get on that? Because you created like 4 games since then.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Yep.
4 unrelated Portal. Games.
That's well, they're spending on. Their time well and creating games like Dota 2.
Yeah. Yeah, and Portal not finishing. Other things, good lord.
So that's about all we can talk about for Dota 2.
That it's announced,
and it will have team quote unquote team support.
Did we really give it that much time?
Well, there's just not much information about it. I mean, Dota is a cool thing, but it's not my cool thing.
It's kind of weird that is Valve and not like Blizzard adopting it or something.
Yeah,
but I don't know what the logistics are on that. I don't know if like. Valve wants to purchase like their own creative rights because they're the ones that like created that.
Blizzard only does.
Aren't they?
No,
they didn't build
the mod for that is Dota was made by just like some European dude.
Really?
Yeah.
So.
Really? So is he getting paid? Do you think?
So where does like the Valve doesn't fit anywhere in there?
I don't know how that entirely works. I want to say that dude was. Contracted by a like you know brought on staff by one of the game developer companies maybe it was Valve and maybe that's what they did and you know there's enough tweaks to it to make it not World of Warcraft or not Warcrafty enough that they can just make it as their own product but supposedly you'll be able to pull in all these different characters from you know Dota 1 which presumably are characters from World or Warcraft 3 so
So yeah, it'll be interesting to see who actually has like publishing rights on that. Like,
I
you know like somebody's gonna tag other names on there. Like, I'm sure Activision's gonna want.
I'm missing. There's not a lot of information out there. I haven't digged deep into it yet. But dude, that's weird.
Yeah.
Gonna
create some stuff owned by other people.
You want to talk about other weird stuff? That's totally weird and unsurprising.
I like weird shit.
Completely out of left field.
Always.
Guess
Go
what?
For it.
What?
Gran Turismo 5 is not coming out this November.
What?
Yep.
Why is that happening?
Because.
Dude, what the hell?
It's gonna come out in the holiday season.
Well, I mean November. It could be late November.
Holiday season 2017.
Which holiday?
That's a great
Thanksgiving.
That's a great question. It's gonna come
Arbor
out.
Day.
It's gonna come out for
Boxing Day,
July 4th. Yes.
July 4th.
Independence Day.
Yep. New Year's.
Coming out this,
Gran Turismo,
this holiday. Like
red,
which,
white, and blue.
Yep. So.
Hanukkah. You'll get it in sections.
So how many.
Yom Kippur.
This Gran Turismo is delayed. Again. Wow. Surprise. All right. Episode 3 still isn't out. Like, whoa. The world.
Right.
The world turns.
Right. Like video games and they're taking forever.
Yeah. How is that not out yet?
It's a great question.
Well, you know, all the stuff that they've like thrown in front of it was like, well, we're going to make it a better game because we're going to start adding crash effects and like we're going to make it a better game because we're going to sign
is
more cars.
Like, is there only one guy doing all that?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. All this well, is Kazunori Yamaguchi or Yamuchi.
Well, and in the quote, like it says how they are pushing it back because they want to make it the best game that they can possibly make it. It's like, and if you do that, then I don't ever want to see a Gran Turismo 6.
Yeah, but like, what is 2 months going to get you? Like,
I don't know.
So you can... what?
Right, because at this point, it has to be so much of a completed process that it's just like...
Well, every,
you need to work
you know,
on like printing cases and stuff.
That is just a fuck up.
Every
they're like, oh shit, there's a glitch right there. We gotta fix that.
One tire is bigger than the other.
I don't even think it could be that. Something that... I think that's a little bit more complex of a problem. I'm guessing it's going to be just pushed back because, you know, November.
Hey, we can make more money?
No, but.
No, because
it's
going to
be this in this way, we will be making money because November, you're going to be, if it's November 2nd, you're going to be competing with, all these big name titles like Force Unleashed, Fable 3, the Black Ops.
You push it back to right after Thanksgiving, and North America sales will fly through the roof.
You think? Yeah, I mean,
it's what happens.
I think that it is because there are too many games. Obviously, there's no racing games coming, but there's too many games at that time spot coming out that the general gaming public would be more interested in than Gran Turismo 5. Right. That's my completely unindoctrinated, naive opinion.
I didn't even know there were Gran Turismo fans. Like,
oh, there are, and they are many. They are legions.
So for the past like 6 years, even before the PlayStation 3, Gran Turismo 5 has been brought up at E3 on the Sony press conference, where it's like, we're ready to ship.
We got this thing.
If you buy the PSP Go now, we'll get you a copy. You'll get your free voucher for Gran Turismo 5.
In 3 years.
In 3D. Yeah, maybe that's what they're doing.
You got to render it for 3D, so they got to re-render everything twice. That could be.
You know what?
It totally could be.
It has been announced that it will be in
3D, and maybe that's just like what their thing is. Like, all of a sudden, Sony's really...
Racing in 3D, has me intrigued.
Dude, you want things coming at you at 100 miles an hour? I don't really want things coming at me at all. So,
Sounds like a normal Monday night to me.
Who knows what it could be, but it's delayed.
Yeah,
and who knows when that delay will. When
holidays. Very specific.
Holiday. Statement, right?
Holiday.
2000 something.
10. Maybe. This holiday season.
Right.
Watch
December rolls around and they're like, how about New Year's?
We're going to push it out on, spring.
Spring?
Trust
me, we have a game. I promise you.
I guarantee it probably would be releasable right now to any, like, average game company.
The wait on this game has been so long that I want to buy that and just put that in there and just look at how, because that would have to be the most awe-inspiring thing I've ever seen.
You know what it is.
Taken this long.
Why?
They can't figure out a good box cover.
It's probably true.
I think they have a Ferrari. Just
put a car on it. No!
No,
idiot!
You can't do that.
I think they have a Ferrari or maybe an Audi on the cover.
No. Right, it's got to be a McLaren.
I'm
not sure. I don't know.
When does Natal come out, John?
November 4th.
Huh, okay. So
there's something else.
Ooh.
Was there not that... do you know if a launch title is that... well, what's that super popular racing game?
EGR.
No, the one that's really good.
Super Mario Kart?
Forza, yeah. Forza is having that Kinect product that's like inside the car. It's not like there's the weird racing games where it's like choosing when to pass and choosing when to accelerate and decelerate, but you're not actually driving.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like full inspection and tech and specs of a bunch of cars.
Mm.
All done through motions with Kinect.
Huh.
I wonder if that is a thing that's coming out at that time, and that's maybe scaring them off a little bit.
Could be. Because, I mean, Forza is their direct competitor at this point. So if there's a Forza thing coming out 2 days after your game comes out, maybe you want to push that back a little bit. Not that I think that kind of a Forza thing is going to be
exactly
that impressive that people are going to lose their minds over
right.
it, but... Forza 4 would be...
Yeah, that's another story, but I mean, this is... enough speculation about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about real facts.
Real things.
Just the facts.
Facts.
So let me hit you with some of these PlayStation Store updates. That's it for news, unless you guys can think of anything else.
Bambalam.
So downloadable things, Sonic the Hedgehog 4... Dead Space Ignition, PS1 Classics this week, Ark the Lad, and Alundra. Demos, we've got the Star Wars Force Unleashed demo, Dead Space Ignition demo, and Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1 demo.
Dead Space Ignition? Is that not like a comic or something?
Yep.
Okay. How is that a demo?
There's minigames.
Oh.
Like hacking minigames.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
There's no plasma cutter.
There might be. Maybe you're assembling the plasma cutter.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's pretty much everything that's worth discussing there. Let's move on to the always
Unprecedented.
We were.
Okay. The always exciting.
The always novel.
Enigmatic.
We were. For We Were, Sonic the Hedgehog episode. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Whoa. Yeah. Sonic for Wii, huh?
Yep. Okay, so besides that, we've got even better products. Triple Jumping Sports.
Are you kidding me?
That's 500 Wii points.
Can you...
Triple Jumping Sports. Triple.
Yeah.
So is there like long jump? High jump.
Is the high jump in there? Yeah.
And maybe pole vault.
The Triple Jumping Sports. And Triple Jumping Sports is the most advanced recreational sports game available for the WiiWare service.
Oh, you know, it's
immersing players in the world.
They said it.
Immersing players in the world of competitive jumping. Most events consist of activities that are traditionally derived from hunting and combat skills.
What?
Is there any parkour?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm saying is this parkour.
Over time, these practices have evolved into a variety of competitive sports such as long jump, high jump, and pole vault.
Yeah, called it.
High five.
As with real-life jumping events, players have full control over the height, speed, angle, and distance.
You don't really jump in pole vault, though.
If I had control over the distance of how far I jumped, I would always just go
all the way.
Did it really just say, as in real life jumping?
As with real life jumping events, players have full control over speed, angle,
I don't always have full control over how.
All of these will influence the success of the jump.
Oh, way to go, guy who made that.
Way to go, the Code Monkeys Limited. E for everybody, 1 to 2 players.
Oh, thank God it's for everybody.
Hey. Not everyone can jump. What about the handicap? This could be a game for them.
Wish fulfillment.
Hey, dude.
People in wheelchairs, I see a market.
So, Nintendo DSiWare, we've got Ivy the Kiwi Mini.
Oh.
I'm pretty certain we've had Ivy the Kiwi.
Not Mini, though.
Right.
Yep. Just get bigger.
800 DSiWare.
500. We've got Data Mine.
I'm having a problem.
Okay.
Data Mine.
I'm rebelling against the chair.
Okay.
That chair.
GG Series Superhero Ogre.
Sweet.
Well, what's the double G's there for?
We can find out. It's one player, E10, everyone 10 and older, cartoon violence, 200 Nintendo DSi points.
Only 200.
Uh-huh. Charge up your superhero attacks and be a super cool superhero. An evil army is on the march. Confront it and save the day in this superhero action game. Each time you defeat an enemy with a hero attack, your hero gauge goes up. Then with simple button commands, you can use the charge up hero gauge to unleash powerful superhero attacks on your foes. Continue to land hero attacks to keep the hero gauge charged and perform a devastating chain of superhero attacks after you destroy the lesser enemies. A boss will appear. Defeat it to clear the level.
Good boss.
So there's no ogre in here.
Thank you, Homestar.
That was a Homestar voice. I was trying to do an ogre voice, but there's no ogre.
Ogre is like...
Homestar voice. Charge up y'all superhero attacks.
See, it's kind of similar. Just make it deeper.
Yeah, well, ogre is more oafy, right? And Homestar is kind of oafy.
It is.
If there's triple jumping in that game,
that's right.
You're gonna get it.
Homestar triple jumper.
Almond.
Never wedding soda. Ooh. So let's talk about other video game releases the way we always do every week. We've got Alan Wake, The Writer, DLC for Xbox 360.
What?
Yeah.
Alan Wake.
Still making stuff?
Yep.
This is why we don't have LA Noire or Max Payne 3. Well,
yeah, whatever happened to Max Payne 3?
Yeah, you know what? I keep hearing one reason or another that one's getting pushed back for the other one.
Mark Wahlberg said no. That was it.
So, yeah, let's talk about Zuzu Pets featuring the Wild Bunch, Nintendo DS. Who's that flying? Or the PSP. Who's that flying?
And triple jumping.
Is it a bird?
It might be Zuzu Pets featuring the Wild Bunch for Wii as well.
Oh, God.
Lufia, Curse of the Sinistrals for DS.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Port of an NES game. Yeah. It was good. EverQuest House of the House of Thule for PC. Lucha Libre. Here we go. Lucha Libre AAA Heroes of the Ring.
Yep.
I thought it was Del Ring.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Lucha Libre AAA Heroes Del Ring.
Just roll those R's.
Invisibles. I feel
like a burrito.
Like you feel like eating a burrito, or you feel like what a burrito feels like?
You said
like.
El Rey, and I feel like a burrito.
Invisimals for PSP. Oh, Borderlands, yeah. Game of the Year Edition.
What's have you up? Seen the commercial for Invisimals?
Yeah.
So, after watching it a couple of times, it is exactly what commercials used to be like back in the 1980s.
Okay.
Like,
kids in tank tops being super pumped about being on the playground.
Yeah, kind of. Like, do you remember Crossfire?
Yep.
Like that.
Oh, really? Oh,
like that. Nice. Like, that's how excited these kids are.
You're telling me I'm going to get caught up in the Invisibles?
You will, possibly. Maybe. Probably not.
I like Crossfire.
But it's like, it reminds me a lot of like a Crossfire commercial where it's like, they're like
lightning,
way too excited, and there's things going on that don't really go on.
And it's game over, man.
Yeah,
game over.
Kid gets blown up.
Right.
There's like a bunch of leather clad kids in the crowd cheering.
Like it's on the PlayStation blog. Just look at that crazy ass commercial.
Gotcha. Anyway, Borderlands Game of the Year Edition for all the big boys: PS3, Xbox 360, and PC. Sengoku Basara Samurai Heroes for PS3, Wii. Yep. Lucha Libre is also for 360, PS3, and PSP. Just Dance 2 for the Wii.
Dude, actually, a small part of me wants to play that.
Yeah, but with your Kinect, you can do way better Just
Dance,
right?
And I'll wait for Dance Central. And then
hey, it'll be okay. Play Dance Central.
Just Dance 1 is really fun.
All right.
Just Dance 2, probably... be just as
cool. Let's talk about other video game releases. Save you from shame.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Super Scribblenauts.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Medal of Honor. What?
Nothing.
I didn't know that it had a subtitle.
Medal of Honor subtitle.
This website says Medal of Honor Operation Anaconda.
What?
What?
I was not aware of that.
What?
We'll just say that doesn't exist.
Yeah, that does not exist. It is nowhere. I've got the game at my house, and all it says is Medal of Honor.
No, nope, that's
limited
it.
Limited edition.
No, it's Medal of Honor, period. Dragon's Lair trilogy.
What?
Today.
DLC.
Triple Jump.
For the
Dragon's
Wii.
Lair
for the
trilogy.
Wii.
Triple Jump.
For the Wii.
Yeah. Lost Planet 2 for the PC. Hey Ryan, you love that game. Now you can get it for your personal computer.
I'm
going to the store now.
Can't wait to get my 6 month anniversary achievement on the computer.
That's it. That's it. For
has
this
it
week.
Been about? Six
I think
months?
It has been because we. It's been like 3 months since we had the new boss barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys might want to try getting your 6 month anniversary trophies.
I don't have that game anymore since I gameflied it.
Oh man.
Luckily, I haven't.
Are you serious? I thought you sold it.
I kept it for some
crazy
reason.
Person.
Crazy ass reason.
Yeah, so that's it for releases this week. Let's, on a whim, just check the emails.
Sam Blam.
I mean, it's not like we're going to have anything, but...
keep asking for them. But...
hey, I understand. They... people have busy schedules.
Yeah
dude,
you know,
emails are hard to write.
Can't
I know.
Take 5 minutes
questions.
Out of your life to send an email. It's cool.
That's fine.
It's cool.
I'm trying to get better at moderating posts on the website.
Yeah.
There was...
good that you're trying to do
somebody,
that.
Somebody posted something on your Kane Lynch review. Commentary.
I haven't seen it.
So, yeah, thank you, guy. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Yep, no emails. Weird.
No, weird. Crazy.
Yep. What happened about your Lynch review?
I don't know. I haven't read it. There's a comment on there.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Unless there's something else we want to talk about here. We got to keep it brief.
Rick rolling and triple jumps.
Triple jumps. Keyboard cat snake.
Yep.
And that's it. That's the show.
Who the boss?
Thanks for listening to Boss Barrel Radio. See you next week.
Yeah.